Welcome to this podcast about Cape Douglas and Shelikof Strait in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cape Douglas is a headland at the base of Mount Douglas on the western shore of Shelikof Strait, forming the southern shore of Sukhoi Bay in Katmai National Park and Preserve, about 83 miles southwest of Homer and 81 miles northwest of Kodiak, Alaska. Captain James Cook named it on May 25, 1778 for Dr. John Douglas, Canon of Windsor, who later edited the official account of Cook's third voyage. The historical Aleutic name for the cape was rendered variously as Kukak, Kukat, or Kuchat. Shelikof Strait, about 30 miles wide and 125 miles long, separates Kodiak Island from the Alaska Peninsula and carries much of the outflow from Cook Inlet. Strong winds there often oppose the current, producing steep seas hazardous to vessels transiting to or from western Alaska and the Aleutians. Mount Douglas, the stratovolcano that forms the cape between Kamishok Bay and Shelikof Strait, rises to 7,021 feet and was built atop Jurassic and Cretaceous sedimentary rocks, part of the same subduction zone geology that produces the chain of volcanoes along the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Islands, where the Pacific Plate dives beneath North America. The mountain was officially named in 1906 after the nearby cape, based on a 1904 report by U.S. Geological Survey geologist George C. Martin. Glaciers cover most of the volcano, but its north flank exposes unglaciated, relatively uneroded lava flows and an active fumarole field around a small, warm, highly acidic summit crater lake about 525 feet wide. No historical eruption has been confirmed, though the fumarole activity suggests Mount Douglas last erupted sometime in the Holocene, the epoch that began roughly 11,700 years ago. Submerged pinnacles and reefs make navigation near Cape Douglas hazardous. Two vessels working for the Wakefield Cannery in Seldovia were lost here within weeks of each other in 1961. The Silver Star sank in October, and the 60-foot Ruth L., which had been searching for its wreckage, foundered on November 21st with the loss of its captain, Bob Hansen, and crewmen David Ponce and Dick Freemuth. The only officially named hazard, Douglas Reef, is about 2 miles across and lies 5.5 miles south of the cape. Other rocks awash at high water lie roughly 2.8 miles southwest of the reef and 1.5 miles offshore, with a further hazard awash at half tide about 10 miles southwest of the cape. These dangers remain marked on modern NOAA nautical charts, and mariners are still advised to exercise extreme caution. The cape itself lies along an uninhabited, roadless stretch of Katmai's wilderness coastline, accessible only by boat or float plane, with no permanent settlement or infrastructure. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.